Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn? Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates? Councilwoman Boone? Councilman Shishwala?
Here. Oh, yes.
Motion passes.
Yes.
Thank you. We're out of executive session. We will not have any vote coming from executive. Like, go down to old business, PLLC, Bring Unit, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you for bearing with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Waller. I believe in your packet today, you should have both our original proposal from last week. I believe Lacey was able to get a last-minute graph that we put together that was requested last week. And I guess the one thing we don't have in there that we brought a few copies of was just a summary of our offer, or our proposal on the changes to the lease. Hand those three out. It's included in the handout, but that's just a one-page summary, if you will. Like we've talked in the past, we have requested a sliding scale.
Oh, is it in there?
It's in there.
We'll try to see.
Ten?
We are requesting a sliding scale royalty, starting at 12.5 for the rest of this year and all of calendar 2018, sliding down to 15 for 19, for the calendar year 19, and then 17.5% thereafter. Then also, just to be quick about this, also, we have offered to pay $4,500 for the lease equipment. We have shown our calculation of how we came to that value. And then the graph that we've included late yesterday is our illustration of different scenarios based on different royalties, and also the different amount of work that we plan on doing. At the 20% royalty, that is basically what I'm going to call status quo. Using the existing infrastructure, using the existing pumping units, basically producing the breen how it's been produced for the last 20 years. As you can see, my expectation for that type of activity is not what I would define as a long-term success for any of us in this room. As we've mentioned multiple times, we believe we have to bring some new infrastructure and new technology to this field. And that first graph, which is getting the breen back up to 20 barrels a day, would be accomplished through bringing modern-day sub pumps or electrical submersible pumps to the field, and going to a free water knockout instead of the gun barrel that's there, and most likely changing out some of the water vessels, maybe even the oil vessels. That wedge for capital is somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $150,000, depending on how much of that we do on the initial step. Obviously, if we have good success with that initial pilot, that would encourage us to do more. But also, there's a component there of royalty, and everything gets back to economics. For us, we on the graph, we've tried to illustrate to the Mineral Council what we believe the ultimate barrels we produce under the different scenarios. So it ranges from about 14,000 barrels to almost 400,000 barrels. You can see here in this graph that it goes anywhere from a 6-year life to in excess of, call it, in excess of 50. All this was done based on a net realized oil price of
45.
And then we had to make assumptions on lease operating expense, and what we would expect the changes those would happen under the different scenarios. We also showed the royalty income back to the trust, based on those different scenarios, and that's all based on that net realize of $45. Unfortunately, I'm not good enough to tell you what the oil price is going to be in the future, but, you know, I think that's somewhere in the ballpark that we live in today. Hopefully it improves, but that's where we are today. That's a high-level overview, considering we've discussed this on multiple occasions. I guess I just open it up for questions. And
Council.
Thank you, Chairman.
And then Council.
I like A, the whole everything underneath it. As far as the value for the equipment, I would like for you to work with Mr. Lynn and come up with a fair market value price that both can agree with. And then after you agree, Mr. Lynn agrees, then I would like Mr. Chairman to approve it for the Mineral Council. I'd like to.
Is that a vote?
No, that's going to be.
I'm brought for us.
I'm not ready to bring a motion.
Yeah, for discussion.
Inform a motion, sir?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a motion that proposal under A as written. And then for the A on the second page, for the fair market value of all the equipment, I would like to propose that Mr. Lynn communicate with these gentlemen, come up with an agreed to fair market value. And then after they've agreed, then Mr. Waller, as chairman, will approve it.
Yes, second, please. I have a motion on the floor. I need a second.
I want discussion.
Then second.
Can't discuss.
I need a second, please. I need a second. With that, it has died on our floor. Sir, now turn the floor back over to you.
Oh, I'm.
Then, well, Councilman Irwin, then. We don't have a motion running. Councilman Irwin.
Oh, okay. I would like for Mr. Lynn to tell us about him sending some appraisers out there and his experience with that and his consideration for the price of the equipment and the value of what he thinks that we ought to charge, if he thinks that 1/8 is a fair value for royalty on the lease, sir.
When I looked at everything available to us, all the photographs, all the information we have that we've gone through for the last, couple of months, I valued the equipment at $62,000. And so yesterday I felt like we needed a concrete number from somebody that was closer to the equipment than me, that would go out to the field. So a couple members of the Orphan Well Committee drove down there and met with the BIA inspector. He unlocked the gate. They went to everything. They pulled covers off pumping units, looked at the gears.
Gearbox.
Said, you know, like one thing he was telling me, a high-speed gear was out and stuff like that. But anyway, they put a value of $50,000 on the equipment. Existing equipment, that's oil tanks, that's the salt water pump, that's the everything there, except for the rolling stock. And then I told you in an email what he said was you know, good on the rolling stock, which these guys aren't interested in. And I think the based on my experience of evaluating water floods for the last 40 years, and especially 30 years of you know, going to Dallas and Houston and data rooms, and I think a water flood is uneconomical unless it's a 1/8 water flood.
Okay.
I'd roll with water flood zones. I think he's proposing two zones additional to the Peru to be water flooded. I'd agree with that at 1/8 royalty. I put all the other zones on the formation. Any other zone that's 20%, there's two tank batteries to back that up. You know, I'm not worried about the junk equipment or the vessels that need to hold off or anything like that, because we always find people to come and either pay to cut them up or they'll haul them off for free. So anyway, that's where I'm at. The guy said they didn't spend any money on gravel, so to me that has no effect on the bearing of the value of the annuitant's equipment. I'd say $50,000 is a pretty good number coming from the Orphan Well Committee.
I do have one question, Councilman Crum. Do you have estimation on how much the royalty is going to be paid out on an 8th and a 20? A projection?
How many dollars?
Just a ballpark figure.
No, I think it's dead in the water at 20%. I think it's dead in the water at a certain period of time, and he's put numbers out here and pretty close to those estimates. 3/16, I don't think it's going to be water floodable. I mean, all you can do at anything but maybe a 1/8 lease is circulate water. You're not going to be able to pressure up. You're not going to be able to, you know, it's going to cost a lot of electric, especially when he starts moving pumping units and putting submersible pumps in there. You've got a pretty high.
Welcome to the old business. Councilman Crum and then Councilman Redcorn, please.
I have one quick comment, and I'm still whirling around the royalty rate I'm going to swallow, but I do agree that I think with the super director that this idea of these floating rates, that's going to be kind of unworkable. We need to figure out a rate for you, I think. So I'm kind of there, and I don't know about the 12 and a half. That was me.
I wouldn't be able to support you. Council.
Thank you, Chairman. I wanted to say that us making the decision to go down to 12.5% has been a hard-fought battle. We won a lawsuit in 2015. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, to be able to do this. And I'm going to challenge our mineral council. We need to do this because the lifetime of this lease demonstrates that we can go a heck of a lot longer with the production, and it's feasible at these royalty rates. And I'm going to say the Third Mineral Council ain't the first one that's done this. We had a referendum vote back in the 40s to approve the Burbank. And they dropped it by referendum, and these are Osages that are our grandparents, agreed to that royalty rate, and then we can see the production just explode, and then that Burbank area through, and then there's been a lot of water flooding, there's been enhanced oil recovery, now we got a CO2 process. So anyway, Chairman, I feel like we need to make the bold step and go after all that additional oil that's just going to remain in the ground if we don't.
Yes, sir. Councilwoman and Councilman Yates.
Okay. All right. I'd like to take the recommendation of Bill Lynn and make a motion that we accept the $50,000 for the equipment and the 1/8 water flood, which includes two additional zones. They weren't named, and then any other zone that they get into is 20%, which I don't know how they're going to do that. Using
a second.
Yes. And would you please repeat that? I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Merman, seconded by Councilman Redcorn.
You want me to repeat it?
The short version.
Okay. Under the recommendation of Bill Lynn, $50,000 for the equipment, and 1/8 royalty on the water flood, which includes two additional other zones, which they weren't named, and then any other zone that they get into, it's 20%.
Identified in the division order. Can you write that one?
What was that again?
It should be the Prue, Skinner, and the Bartlesville zone.
I wasn't going to allow them to say that, but since you're the owner, you can.
Yeah, very good.
Council, do you need anything to add to that?
I second it.
Discussion.
Open for discussion, council.
I'm opposed to the lower royalty rate. I wouldn't go below 3/16. If we do anything like that, we're going to have a lot of people coming wanting to renegotiate. And then on the equipment, are you fine with that? I'm asking.
I think it would be, we would have to discuss it, but from our earlier discussions, that's an amount that we're not going to pay. Just because of the simple fact of the things we've talked about, we believe we got to go to submersible pumps. So if we're going to spend that type of money, it's going to be a new equipment. It's going to be to the, you know, equipment that we think can extend the life of the field.
So we've got a lease agreement already in place at 1/5 royalty and no equipment?
Yes.
And so if we do pass this resolution, we've got to have a resolution form with an amendment. Is that correct, Superintendent?
Yes, we need to do an amendment to the lease.
Okay, well, I'm opposed to lower royalty. I'm open to negotiation on the equipment.
Councilman Redcorn, are you done, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. And I would like to entertain, we modify the motion to an agreed upon fair market value in communication with Mr. Lynn and this gentleman here. And then we accept a royalty as recommended by our director. Are you agreeable to that on the motion change?
No.
That's you.
We hired this man to take care of our business for him, and when he takes care of it, you don't take his advice.
No, ma'am.
Well, I did. I just took it.
That $50,000?
He said
no, that's him saying he told doesn't want to pay it.
Okay.
We're gonna give
well, then, whatever. I'm tired of this anyway. Let's just sit down the house.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Councilman. Excuse me, Councilman Redcorn.
Me? Okay.
You need to finish up.
I guess if you're not agreeable, then I have to withdraw my second.
Thank you. No, actually, we have to vote and kill it. Isn't that correct?
No, it's dead.
Motion to table, maybe?
No, I'm going to get an official view here.
Ask Andrew,
he's our
Robert's Rules guy.
Go get my book.
I'm Robert's Rules. If you guys could allow
me. I remember this.
It's actually those. If you want to withdraw it, then I will ask that the motion dies.
Unless
I have another second.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do I have another second?
The gentleman said he's not going to pay it, so I don't know passing a motion.
Thank you. All right, let's just go ahead. Motion dies. I heard no second on the retaining its life. It's laying out here somewhere.
That must be the new Robert. Henry Rollins. That's right.
Well, you guys are hard. Did anyone notice it's Christmas? Is anyone? Go ahead.
Okay. My comment is a little bit out of date now since we don't have a motion in front of us. But one of the things I wanted to remind people that within the CFRs, we have a minimum, and then we actually have language that goes with it that says that for specific things, we can lower the rate. Water flood, of course, being one of them, since that's the one that it was put in there for. So all I'm saying is that if, and I've still yet not heard a motion yet that I've ready to stick my hand up on, but if we do lower the royalty rate, the motion needs to actually say that we're doing that because it's a water flood and I don't believe water flood is the actual term it uses in there. If you're looking it up, I believe it used something like particular enhanced recovery or some kind of language like that.
Secondary artificial lift enhanced recovery.
Yeah.
They were given the break to get in there drilling and recover their drilling costs.
So in order for us not to be listening to everybody coming in wanting to have a lower rate on normal business, that we need to be just delineating that this, if we're given a lower rate, it's because we're within that clause, which gives us the right to do that. It's there because it was accidentally left out in the new one. That's what the whole lawsuit was about. We could have changed it easily, but that's all I'm throwing out there. I'm not ready to say a royalty rate. I'm like,
I'm waiting for the rest of the council. I'm kind of on the fence here about whether.
I heard one gentleman say he's willing to go to 3/16.
Yes. Councilwoman Irwin, then Councilwoman.
Okay. We've made him an offer. He's already locked the leases at 20%. He doesn't want, you know, take the offer? Oh, that's all, you know, he's already got the leases at 20%, then, you know, I don't know why he didn't come to us in the first place to do the water flow. He's the one that, you know, bought him at the lease sale at 20%. So, you know, it's his problem.
Councilwoman Boone.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask Mr. Foster. Did you not buy this at the lease sale?
We bought this at the lease sale due to the recommendation that was the path we were, should go down and buy the leases first and then come and negotiate the water flow cost.
Well, in my opinion, when you accepted the terms of the agreement at the lease sale, then there's not any backtracking to come back and say, oh, well, now I want things changed. So I am not in favor of changing the royalty rate, and I'm just insulted by the fact that you want to pay us $4,500 for equipment when it's appraised at $50,000. Absolutely not. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to throw another deal out just so we know what, just so we know what's not, what is not acceptable. We have a vote. I think I'll have a second on it. I propose that the royalty rate we accept for the water flood is 3/16, and we give them the $50,000 worth of equipment. We just let them keep it there and do it. They will use that up in a year between the difference. I already worked out the numbers.
I second.
You good?
I second.
I have a motion on the floor.
Discussion.
Motion on the floor by Councilman Crown, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Would you please read it back for the audience?
Give PE LLC royalty rate of 3/16 and let them keep the equipment.
On the water flood, GC, on those three zones.
Can I, we ask?
Open discussion. I have a huge question. I don't think superintendent can do that.
She said we can do whatever.
I'm just trying to get her to answer you all the time.
Well, and looking at the, oh, pardon me.
No, I'm really waiting.
And looking at the regulations, it looks to me like you have gone in and looked at the regulations, because the regulations do have it as 16 2/3, or says shall not be less than 12.5% of the gross proceeds from the sale of oil and gas oil produced. So I think with the rules and regulations there, I think with what he's saying, 12.5%.
But this is actually at a higher percentage.
This is at a higher percentage, and what I'm proposing here is just we're voting on making an offer. He doesn't have to accept it.
Yeah.
We're voting on making an offer.
Okay. Council.
She just, at least in my understanding, she said yes. So I would say let's move on with the vote, Chairman.
Call for the question.
What is the question?
Thank you. 3/16 forever in a day.
3/16 on the water flood and let them keep the equipment.
And two additional zones.
No, that's not it.
Now, does he keep it?
I'm bleeding on that.
Ma'am, excuse me. I'd like to have my second chair first. Council, excuse me.
I thought you said that wasn't worth anything, the equipment wasn't worth anything, that you said we'd go in and buy new equipment. You were going to do. Is that what you said?
There's definitely vessels out there that we will be replacing.
Okay.
But what he also is going to not tell you is that he said beforehand that he was going to take everything off that lease and move it to another lease to use it.
Well,
Chair.
But
let her finish. She has not used this for.
If we've got, if it's not worth anything to you, then why don't we take it and sell it?
Okay.
Council,
we got a motion on the floor.
Call for the question.
That's mine.
And I want to clarify this, the three zones that was identified earlier for the water flood.
We clarify that the equipment does not go with the lease.
No, it does.
It does? But you said
city couldn't use it, that's your call.
There's a motion on the floor.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
No.
Councilman Tishwala?
No.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
No.
Motion fails.
Well, at least we had a benchmark that we voted on. And I was bleeding on that 016.
Superintendent.
I believe that he would like to say something.
Yes, go right ahead.
Well, I get just to respond to the, what we mentioned in one of the previous meetings about moving the equipment. Our intent was we've identified other water floods in Osage County that are inactive, that haven't produced for several years, which we think we can bring back to life. Our intention, if the pump units there were in working order, which none of us know, our intentions would be to use them on those next leases. I would go as far as saying that if we weren't able to get another lease here in Osage County, I'm perfectly fine to giving them back to the Mineral Council. There's limited value for us in the first 90 days, but after that 90 days, the value diminishes greatly. Okay. And I just don't know if they're operable. I don't think anybody knows.
Yes, sir. You don't want to add anything to that? I'd do it right now if I was you. You got a few seconds. You do it out there, I'm getting ready to throw it back at you.
I guess I would request
Okay. Thank you.
Next.
Superintendent, anything else you can add to this?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council like to move on down to item 10. Candy Creek Crusher. Tim, thank you for waiting this long. We are in open session. I'd like to turn the floor over to you.
Yeah, we just came up originally Wednesday, or I guess it was Friday.
Yes, that's correct.
To get some possibly long-term agreements or longer agreements on the contract with the tribe. And to see just where we stood as far as royalties and what the royalties could do. And I think Ms. Phillips, I think she did address some of that and helped me to understand that. And what she told me when I went over there was, one of our biggest concerns was what can this do over a period of time? Can it just keep going up? Well, she said it's different than oil and gas. Oil and gas, you guys can kind of agree to do what you want to for the pricing, whereas with aggregate, it's kind of set at 10%, or kind of separate. But that helped a lot. That helped us. Helped me understand what was going on. That is certainty that we're looking for, that it can't go above that or... Okay. And for the longer extension, that was going to come to a vote.
Well, we don't see any problem with that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm speaking on behalf of our council. We don't have any reservations on that, do we?
No.
In consideration of getting us all on the same ball field, then we would act, and then the next group would be in the same case that you are in, that we would then too allow them the length of the contract, whatever the council's pleasure.
APAC is with us today, by the way. Ms. Hick is right here. Okay.
So you're okay with 10% and a 10-year lease?
I'm not
going to
answer that one. We haven't.
That's a little quick. I was going to try to work it out. I like it. Go ahead and ask it.
We'd like as long a lease as we can negotiate with you. Because
that's a long time for us.
Now, you've done an introduction. Maya, go ahead and go to the person you've introduced. Representing another company?
No, sir. I'm a candy.
This is candy.
No, I know that. I said I'm going to go with this gentleman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Would you like to make any comment on this effort? Do you have a problem of over the lease, your lease itself?
Well, I agree with what they're saying. The longer the term.
Yes, sir.
The better, because it's more security for us, knowing what the royalty's gonna be.
Can we go in 10-year increments? How long is yours now?
Four.
Five.
The one we're currently working on is five.
It's five.
Five. The one that's...
We can fix that.
Currently is four.
Would you entertain a longer one?
Yes.
Five? Did you hear?
I prefer 10 or 20, to be honest with you.
I don't know if we can do that.
Counsel.
Okay. One of the things that my goals have been on this thing is to get everybody on the same dang page since we started dealing with this. Biff and I've talked about this many times.
Yes.
Tim has. So, and I'm not opposed to a longer lease when we have a solid percentage, because then we never have to worry again about inflation or going up or down. It'll just naturally follow it, as long as it's a percentage lease. So I'm okay, and I'm gonna make a motion right now, because I heard some people say they wouldn't do any more than 10. I'm okay with longer. I propose that we give everybody that is a, and I think we need to add this in there in some fashion, that these are people that are running a rock quarry and doing, you know, continuous business in the same place and all that kind of thing. Not, this isn't picking up rocks that we give a 10-year to necessarily, but that we give all of those
commercial
rock quarries that they get a 10-year lease starting, I don't know, immediately, I guess. That we, if you got four more, you're ready to add on to make it be a 10 now, Biff. Is that sounding right to you?
Well, we're still in negotiation. I mean,
well, I know, but what I'm offering is that part at least is okay. Okay, so that we do the 10% and offer them a 10-year lease rather than the 5 1-year packages is what it is now. So that's my motion.
Superintendent.
Need a second before we go ahead.
Excuse me.
We're going to need a resolution for each lease.
Yes.
So if that's what the Minerals Council wishes to do, that's perfect.
Councilman Curran, you need a second?
I do.
What did you say? What's the motion?
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Curran, seconded by Councilman Yates.
10% 10 years.
What's the motion?
What did I say?
10 for 10.
10 for 10.
10 and 10.
I can't hear you.
Double growth lawyer.
What did you say? They were talking to me.
10-year lease, 10% for all commercial operators and people doing...
And individual resolutions for each corporation.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, we'll have to have a new resolution for each agreement.
Candy Creek.
Each lease agreement.
Each lease agreement.
This is just for Candy Creek.
This is just for Candy Creek.
This is for Candy Creek. I will amend that to say just Candy Creek, because we'll need to do the others. So.
Any other discussion? Please call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
I like lower years, but I'm going to go ahead and say yes, because we got to start moving some more rock.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
I have a question. Does this affect the increase in tonnage 1 cent every year? Because that's not in the motion.
It's done.
No, it's just 10%.
Flat 10% for everybody. Anybody and everybody.
I have a question.
Yes.
The effective date of this would be immediately, or do you still have another contract after?
I think we're still under, I'm not sure exactly how much longer we're under.
As long as it takes to get the paperwork through, it might be through the time that's up.
Not really.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
My motion was intended that we start that now.
Okay.
That we don't have people still doing different amounts, that we're trying to get everybody on the same page. We got one guy out there paying 10% now, mm-hmm. and we need to get everybody, as soon as paperwork can be done, that we start that off. That's the offer I'm making.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
But doesn't that other person pay an extra penny a ton every year?
No, this was under their other contract. You already have a commercial unit out there moving over 13,000 tons, and they're paying 10%.
Okay, then I vote yes.
You already did. Okay.
Councilman
Tishawan?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
I'm a little fuzzy on the effective date, but yes, I'm for it.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Miss somebody.
I'll vote yes, though.
After Chairman Waller. Long time ago.
Probably right, it's a long ago.
So, we're out of discussion.
They were out of discussion.
He's still confused about that.
I don't agree with the second.
With that, I'd like to move on down to 10C. I'd like to talk about the Osage Minerals Council election. I had contacted Mrs. Ponkett to represent us on our election board. I'd like to just open the floor up for any comments. Councilwoman Irwin.
I think before we can actually vote on anything today, we're going to have to vote to amend the budget to accommodate this, because I don't think it was initially put in the budget for the election. That's what I had Mr. Lynn tell me.
That's correct.
I didn't miss that.
I know how I can fix that. I know where there's grants. Is it in the book?
Yeah, personnel.
Well, I was just told this yesterday, so. My suggestion is hiring your, whatever, your election supervisor today, having her come up with a budget, and then next month, we amend our budget, like what she shows. That way, I'm not, because I don't know what to put in.
$60,000 is what we're going to have before, and I think Mrs. Ponkett.
Ma'am, did you say 60?
$60,000.
That's correct.
I mean, I do have Barron's report today, and they didn't quite resolve that, so I really.
So they still got the money?
Is there a motion, Chairman?
Not yet, but we're going to entertain one. Is that what you need, is to take care of Mrs. Ponkett's position?
And then she come back?
And she come back.
I'd entertain that motion.
So moved.
So moved by Councilwoman Boone. I need a second. Second by Councilman Tishwala. Mrs. Ponkett is available with us. We'd like to, no discussion, call for the question. This is going to be our election chairperson, election board chairperson.
Chairman.
Well, no, I went ahead and got past that.
Well, I probably need to go ahead and get this done, but we need to get the, when she comes back, maybe have the dates set.
Board members, date, budget, and we'll do it all.
All the particulars.
Contractor. She will be able to review the contractors that are available. There's a few of them. You've already used two of them. If you have to, get another third, but that's up to you. And we need you to pick you a board, and then we'll run it just like we've always done the rest of them, except for the yard to the voting ballot, because we'll see about going all electronic. And that will be up to you and you guys.
It's a little risky story.
Call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
January 1st.
Thank you very much. I would like to say that we'll work with you to get ready for the meeting on the 17th of next month, and I'll be contacting you then before then. Thank you, dear, for everything. With the next effort I have is Congress space. I'd like to move that on to January until we see the actual footage and what we have available.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I say something else?
Yes.
It's my understanding that they moved out there because there was mold problems. Are they going to fix the mold problems?
We're actually going to have that checked, and you brought up that exact question. Mr. Lynn and I have been working on that. We're going to have someone come in, actually check Lacey's office. They say it's good. They're going, mine's been cleaned, and then we'll have that reviewed. And with that, any other question?
No, let's move on.
I'd like to have minute meetings go on into January, and then committee reports.
I got one request.
Please.
I'd like for Tom Fredericks to write us a summary, put our next newsletter. And I'm proposing now we go into January since.
Please.
Amy sent out some stuff as yet, it's slow getting back, so if it's okay, I'm going to move it to January.
What was it?
Just different stuff to put in, just, I haven't received any.
Oh, for his review, just so we got it.
Well, he generally provides a summary of all the lawsuits that goes in the newsletter. And then also, we haven't heard back on our grants either. So that's, I'm hoping if we hold off till January, maybe we'll hear if we were successful. We've got two grants that I think they're still kicking around. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I can, we should type up a really nice, yay, we got it newsletter.
Yes, sir.
Maybe not.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Randy.
Do you have a problem with me doing a little bitty mini thing on the GAO being here? There was only three people there, three of us, you know. So I'd like to do a little mini report to put it in there. It'd be very generic.
Oh, as far as newsletter?
Yes.
Oh, no problem. We actually need to send their side in that. The documents they have sent out will review.
I've asked for a report from them and they don't have it done yet, so there you go.
We have our scholarship element. Councilman Yates said it's already out and waiting on applicant.
Yep, so due January 1st, 2018. Must be pursuing an oil industry field study for $1,000 award per semester.
Yes.
To apply, contact Osage Nation Minerals Council, 918-287-5346, or go to our website.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, no. Anything else, brother, before you walk out of the room, I want to adjourn. Councilwoman Irwin.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion on the floor to adjourn. Need a second?
Yes.
Second? Excuse me. He was our, he was doing it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
We just hold it all.
Update. We don't need a vote, do you think?
For what?
Nothing.
Adjourn.
As long as it's.
Excuse me, I have one more item, minutes. We have all of our minutes out.
No, that's, no one's read the ones that said out last time, so the last.
I read them. I didn't, no one ever said, no one.
Well, I don't know that anyone read them and wanted to vote on the last ones.
Yes, dear. But that's only one set.
I listened to the recordings.
No, there's like four minutes or three minutes. And I don't have the ones from last month. They're still like being finalized, but I just kind of thought, get the ones out of the way.
That's just too orderly.
Who's finalizing them?
Went to work.
Chairman, I'm making a motion to adjourn.
I usually do, and then Lacey will prove it for me. And then I'll, that way they already have one check.
Make sure they're not altered, because you know it's all recorded. Just kidding.
Don't worry about it. Thank you, dear. Call for the question. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Boone, seconded by.
It was Irwin.
No, Councilwoman Irwin, who didn't let me in the room when she said we filed the lawsuit. I was actually there.
Oh, you weren't either. I'm so tired of your BS.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes. Thank you all.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have a great Christmas. Let's go home to our families.
Love the Christmas morning.
I think my kids are out, what, tomorrow? No, it's today.
Today's their last day.
You're good. Don't we get